Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about MasterCard, sum up to launch payment service for Ford vehicles in Europe. Nuve, unicorn partner to support transactions in 24 countries. MasterCard to provide digital debit card for Cityplex accounts on Google Pay. Yes Bank, Worldline launch SMS Pay on POS terminals. Flutterwave launches a refund policy for online shoppers. Yoba Smart Money partners with Nets for its new SMEs payment solution. Stripe in talks for funding at $70 US BLN valuation or more. Postbank, UnionPay International launched a new payment card in Uganda. Now let's get started. MasterCard, sum up to launch payment service for Ford vehicles in Europe. SumUp and MasterCard have teamed up to launch a new payment service customized for Ford commercial vehicles in Germany, Italy, France, Spain, and the UK. According to the press release, the service will allow small business owners with commercial vehicles to accept card payments directly from their vehicles. The companies stated that the solution allows entrepreneurs to accept payments from their customers immediately, mitigating the need to wait for invoices to be paid at a later date. Via this payment solution, customers have the option to pay by debit or credit card, either contactless or by chip and PIN. Nuve, unicorn partner to support transactions in 24 countries. Canada-based PSP Nuve has announced a partnership with Unicorn, a US-based esports betting company, to support transactions in 24 countries. Nuve will enable Unicorn to continue its platform expansion by supporting card acquiring and over 450 alternative payment methods and 150 currencies worldwide. Unicorn will use Cashier, Nuve's hosted payment page, to process customer transactions worldwide within a single interface, which allows customers to deposit and redeem funds. Nuve's Cashier is designed to handle high volumes of international payments while maintaining regulatory compliance. It provides a localized interface and is integrated with nearly 150 currencies and hundreds of local payment methods. MasterCard to provide digital debit card for Cityplex accounts on Google Pay. MasterCard and Citigroup have announced their collaboration, with MasterCard acting as the network partner for the launch of the Cityplex account on Google Pay. According to mobileidworld.com, those interested in the service can join the Cityplex waitlist through the Google Pay app. Once it goes live, account holders will be given a debit MasterCard as well as an auto-provisioned digital debit card. Customers can also request a physical debit card, which is equipped with contactless capabilities and can be used to make withdrawals at any Citi ATM. Customers can also make contactless payments without a physical card using a smartphone. The Cityplex platform will offer digital checking and savings accounts and can be used to make online payments. Yes Bank, Worldline launch SMS Pay on POS terminals. India-based Yes Bank and Worldline have teamed up to launch the SMS Pay functionality on POS terminals, enabling merchants to accept contactless and remote payments from their customers. According to the press release, the new functionality enables shopkeepers and merchants, including local Kirana stores and departmental stores, to request payments against invoices. Merchants will have to enter the amount to be paid and the customer contact details on their POS machines, after which an SMS will be sent to the customer's mobile number with a payment URL link. Customers can complete the payment via an Internet Payment Gateway page using their domestic debit and credit cards. Once the payment has been made, a charge slip will be generated from the POS machine. 'Flutterwave' launches a refund policy for online shoppers. US-based PSP Flutterwave has announced the launch of the Payment Protection Promise, a new refund policy to protect customers when shopping online on its payment platform. The policy acts as a money-back guarantee to shoppers when a purchased item or service does not arrive, is faulty, damaged on arrival, or when it does not match the item that was listed. The policy is currently available in Nigeria and covers only Nigerian transactions with a value starting from $26 and below. According to the company's website, the policy has been rolled out to all Flutterwave merchants. Claims can be logged via a self-service portal or via the support channels, which include live chat on the Flutterwave website, email, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yoba Smart Money partners with Nets for its new SMEs payment solution. Luxembourg-based technology company Yoba Smart Money has chosen Nets as its partner to offer a new payment and liquidity solution for SMEs. According to the press release, Yoba will offer SMEs a smarter way to pay their business costs through the convenience and speed of a credit card while leveraging the latest technology to provide flexible, on-demand liquidity, together with leading cost management tools. Furthermore, under a new agreement, Nets will provide a full-scale solution incorporating a corporate credit and debit card solution that leverages its digitized services, enterprise card management tools, and security. Yoba's offering, which is subject to regulatory approval, is planned to launch in 2021 in Luxembourg, followed by other European markets. Stripe in talks for funding at $70 BLN valuation or more. Stripe has initiated talks to raise a new funding round valuing it higher than its last private valuation of $36 billion. According to payments source, the valuation being discussed could account more than $70 billion or significantly higher, at as much as $100 billion. However, negotiations are at an early stage and there's no guarantee the funding round will be completed. Overall, during the pandemic, the company has benefited with more shoppers turning to e-commerce. Besides, Stripe continuously expanded its offerings during 2020, starting a card issuing service for US-based clients and agreeing to acquire Nigerian startup Paystack to expand in Africa. Stripe's software is used by businesses to accept payments. According to its website, Stripe's customers include Amazon.com, Salesforce.com, Lyft, and Instacart. Postbank, UnionPay International launched a new payment card in Uganda. Postbank Uganda and UnionPay International have announced the launch of the UnionPay Postcard, a new payment card that allows the bank's customers to make transactions across the world. With the UnionPay Postcard, Postbank customers can now transact at over 3,000 merchant points in Uganda and over 31 million merchants across 179 countries. The partnership between Postbank and UnionPay International aims to expand the bank's services beyond Uganda's borders. The bank has rolled out instant issuance of the card in a number of branches and intends to extend this capability across its branch network by the end of 2020. Additionally, via this partnership, Postbank customers are enabled to pay with e-wallets in Uganda and other countries in the region as well as in China. Customers can also access UnionPay products such as UnionPay QR code wallets, HCE wallets, and UnionPay contactless payments. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.